Well, today we have with us a long-term committed and passionate activist of the Stop the Northern Territory Intervention Collective, or STICS, Emily Valentine. The collective has held rallies, forums, and other things to educate and fundraise to put an end to what they've described as the cruel, relentless Northern Territory intervention, which was brought in a decade ago in June by the then Howard government. Joining us to tell us about the Stop the Intervention Collective in the Northern Territory is Emily Valentine. Thank you for joining us, Emily.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, so Emily, could you share with us some of the history of the STICS organisation you're a part of and the previous political contributions of the Aboriginal rights movement?
Well, it really is just quite a loose collective, and we are basically a single-issue group. So we only talk, we try at our meetings to only talk about the intervention and how to stop it and how to keep it on the top, you know, on people's tongues, because the Northern Territory, although it's part of our country, is barely mentioned in the mainstream media. Yet, you know, this is part of our country, and yet it is treated like a, well, as we know, Aborigines are not treated well in this country. And, you know, the issue is ongoing, and as you know, it is relentless. And it's, I just can't understand how the Australian people can allow this to go on, you know, knowing that this is against human rights and knowing that these are our First Nations people and they have rights which are just totally ignored by both, you know, bipartisanly, by both Labor and Liberal, and to some extent, you know, like the other minor parties.
Yes, and on that, Emily, I mean, you've got an upcoming forum that you're a part of, the Young Women Speak Out for Treaty, and it's going to be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of March at the Redfern Community Centre. What are you hoping to achieve at this forum?
Well, really, we just hope that people, to make people more aware. I mean, the, as you know, the Reconciliation Committee is well funded by the government, yet it is just, you know, a vague tick. You know, every time there is a sort of a creep forward in Aborigine rights, there's a large step backwards. We hope with this forum that, you know, people will come and be educated. Although we, you know, we feel the treaty will help sort of bring to the attention, people are a bit warming to the idea of treaty, and the Aborigine community is warming to the idea of treaty.
But, you know, say like it's warming sort of to the idea of treaty. Obviously, the recognition push is something that the both major parties have pushed. So do you believe that a recognition as a standalone would be inadequate then?
Well, I believe reconciliation is inadequate. I mean, it just says, hey, we're here. I mean, it doesn't say you have rights. It doesn't, you know, like even things like, you know, long fought issues like land rights are just being eaten away. I mean, the intervention allows the Northern Territory to be eaten away, their rights of peoples that live in the Northern Territory to be taken from them rather than just eaten away. I mean, it's sort of a gradual process. They say, oh, if you sign a lease, a 99-year lease, you will, you know, get water, you will get power. Well, hey, I live in Sydney. I have the right to water and power. Why have these people in the Northern Territory no right to water and power? They have to sign an agreement
to forego
their ownership of their property.
Perhaps another way to then consider, Emily, is that is recognition that something that could be achieved along with other policies, such as a treaty?
Well, I guess it can. But I think it's wrong to spend your energy on a tiny little inch forward.
So you don't think the government should pursue recognition? You don't think the government should pursue recognition? Constitutional recognition?
I would rather see them, number one, stop the intervention. You know, they talk about closing the gap, but it's not closing, it's just opening. And, you know, they talk about things, but they don't act. And recognition, I think, is just, you know, greying, whiting out what is really necessary. It's, you know, to recognise them. They know, the Aborigines know they're there. They don't need to be recognised. The government is just putting forward a proposal which is vague and weak.
Yes, and
as far as I'm concerned.
And that's a fair enough concern to have, Emily. Is there a way? I suppose a lot of people who aren't Indigenous will want to help with these processes and, you know, help with assisting First Nations people. I mean, is there an effective way that non-Aboriginal, non-Indigenous Australians can do that without, I suppose, causing the risk of kind of widening out or, you know, diluting causes?
Well, I think, they can become active in our little group. And, of course, there are other groups that formed, like, as we know, there's the Grandmothers Against Removal, because you know that the removal rates are just skyrocketed and of children, although they have these commissions into the removal rates. I mean, it actually hasn't helped them at the cliff face. Children are being removed at a higher rate. They could fight about join a group about incarceration. The incarceration rates have, almost tenfolded since the introduction of the intervention, because the police have more or less, how many policemen are there in the Northern Territory? And, they talk about homes within these communities. They build homes for policemen, but they don't build homes for Aborigines. And the more police you have in a community, the more arrests you have. It just goes hand in hand. And what with the relationship to the intervention and alcohol consumption, you know, people think, oh, Aborigines are the most, always alcoholic. But in actual fact, there are more teetotalers in the Aborigine communities than drinkers, than in any other community in Australia, including Muslims who are not meant to drink. So it's ironic that there are special rules for Aborigines about drinking in the Northern Territory.